Local Market Update, Port Phillip, written by the Jealous Craig Port Phillip Directors. We sat down with our Port Phillip Directors to explore how the past year has unfolded and what lies ahead for the Port Phillip property market. How has the Port Phillip property market performed in the last 12 months? Port Phillip remains a premium, tightly held market with enduring demand and strong fundamentals. House values are broadly stable to rising, with Albert Park, Middle Park and Port Melbourne showing limited volatility. Elwood has been particularly robust, while St Kilda has been mixed. Character homes are highly sought after, whilst apartments have stabilised. The rental market in Port Phillip is one of Melbourne's most tightly held, with strong growth and improving yields, driven by sustained demand and low vacancy. Which Port Phillip suburbs look best placed for stability over the next 12 months? Elwood and Albert Park are among Melbourne's most tightly held markets. Middle Park values are underpinned by supply constraints rather than market cycles. Port Melbourne and South Melbourne benefit from strong owner-occupier demand, while St Kilda's lifestyle credentials and improving sentiment support its long-term appeal. How do you expect the Port Phillip market will respond to further potential cash rate adjustments? We would expect short-term caution and selective slowdown, but not structural weakness. Limited stock, lifestyle appeal, and strong owner-occupier demand will continue to act as a stabilising force, even in a higher interest rate environment. At Jealous Craig, Albert Park records 58 average inspection groups per listing. Why is this neighbourhood so coveted? Extreme scarcity of stock, heritage and architectural prestige, excellent access to the beach, CBD and parklands, and an unbeatable blue chip reputation keep Albert Park in high demand. Metropolitan Melbourne's vacancy rate is sitting at 1.6%. Middle Park is even tighter at 1.3%. What does this high rental demand mean for investors? Tight rental conditions, strong demand, and a unit pricing correction have improved income returns. Apartments are transitioning into a higher yield investment profile, underpinned by enduring rental demand and locational strength. What does FY27 and beyond look like for the Port Phillip property market? Port Phillip will remain one of Melbourne's most structurally resilient and tightly held inner urban markets, with performance driven by fundamentals rather than short-term cycles. Growth is likely to be modest, underpinned by long-term demand, constrained supply, and enduring lifestyle appeal. To view recently sold properties, see the online version. To view local market data in the regions this report covers, please see the online version or contact Jealous Craig Port Phillip for more information.